We just did the segment on Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus, the greatest show on earth, going out of business as of May after 146 years as an American entertainment icon. And to discuss that big news story, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is one of the guys who runs the circus. He's one of the Ringling Brothers. We say good morning to Tim Ringling. Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. Good to be on with you guys. I guess I say it's good to be on with you guys, but I got to tell you, it's pretty disappointing for me being the youngest Ringling Brother and to see our institution go away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's tough.
Oh, it's tough. Is that the Giorgio Big Ego coming out again?
What are you talking about? I just said that's tough. I'm sorry.
Yeah, why don't you get your damn anti-circus pom-poms out of here before you poke yourself in the eye?
Apparently he was listening to the last segment.
Oh, sorry, yeah. If you took offense to anything I said, I'm sorry.
Let me tell you, I do take offense to what you say. You anti-circus people make me sick.
Well,
yeah, you're going to be sad when we're gone, George. I know that. You know what? You're not thinking this thing through. Where are you going to go when you want to see some carny throw his wife from a trapeze into the arms of the shifty carny who's responsible for her last abortion?
Whoa.
The other trapeze.
Whoa.
You're not really doing a good job of selling your show.
Go for that sort of human drama. Video game? Don't think so, Chief.
Well, yeah, I guess some people will miss it. But yeah, it's going away, I guess, because
you've been doing circus for what, 180 some odd years?
146.
And I got to tell you, man, this is an American institution.
Mm-hmm.
An American institution that's going away because some PETA animal rights activist has been trash talking this in the media, and you guys reprint their stories and you run their sound bites. And next thing you know, I got to take it in the shorts. This is my retirement we're talking about.
Yeah, so apparently that was the final blow when you had to get rid of the elephants.
Right, because all the elephants are abused. Who cares the freaking elephants?
Well, it's an animal. And
an animal that is, about two stories tall, weighs about 26,000 pounds. It can take a nuclear missile to the gut and still keep walking. Yeah, we're really abusing them. Yeah, sure.
Well, now, are you trying any sort of last-ditch effort to save the circus, or is it...
Yeah, you know what? I'm really thinking about this, just to annoy the anti-circus people and all these animal rights activists and everything. My next circus, it's not going to do any of this PC crap that we ended up doing with Ringling Brothers where we took the elephants away. My next circus, you're going to like it. It's, hey, kids, come in and beat an elephant with a wiffle ball bat for $5 a piece.
Jeez.
Golly. That's not
pretty fun. Kids will love it.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, we'll have a great new lion exhibit. We'll call it Amateur Lion Tamer Night, and we'll dress up some local media member as a gay vampire Liberace, throw him in a cage with a couple lions, a foot-long whip, and a half-hearted prayer. Let's see how that works out.
This is Tim Ringling from the Ringling Brothers Circus talking about keeping the circus viable. I don't know if those ideas are going to work.
I think that's what people want to see, right? You want to they go out to NASCAR. NASCAR has huge crowds, right?
Yeah.
Because everybody's crowding around waiting for wrecks to happen.
Yeah,
fine. We'll how about them Volkswagens with all them clowns in it? We'll have a racetrack where they can run around and around and hopefully wreck and kill 20 with a single car accident.
Oh, gosh. That's terrible to say something like that.
Yeah, and then maybe after the first clown car, kills 20, the rest of the clown cars empty out with the clowns head out into the audience and they'll just kick your kids in the nuts and be homicidal. How does that sound?
These
that
are all terrible. Really bad ideas.
Yeah. A little hand-to-hand combat with a clown? I think that'll really perk parents' ears up.
No, I don't think you're helping the circus's cause here.
How about the high-flying acts? We'll make that a little bit more life and death than it already is. Here these people are risking their lives about 200 feet in the air, going to fall down, could smash their head like a pumpkin, and that's not extreme enough?
Well,
how about we get a guy up there working a hacksaw on the lines to see if they can finish their act before he gets done?
I don't think that's necessary.
Oh, come on. It'll be great. First lady to fall to her death wins a gift certificate. Is that extreme enough for you?
Well, yes, that's too extreme.
All right, well, maybe we'll bring back the circus. One thing I know for damn sure, the circus is a lot better than both of you two combined.
Oh,
I don't think that's really the point.
Okay, we'll see ya. That's Tim Ringling, allegedly, from the circus.